You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I mean, it seems like he's been admitting that he's not performing. Mm. Like, and there are things he's going to get better at. Like, one thing he also said last night, this is a game of failure, which is true.
Right.
And right now he's failing a lot. Well, my apologies, Sean. You did excellent work.
Actually, thank you, because you motivated me to really step up my game.
No,
so my last 15 minutes is all be because you've been in my ear.
And listen.
That's a great leader right there.
That's right.
That's good what job, I was, that's what I was good saying. Job, Lombardi.
I wasn't really trying to be a jerk. Maybe I was. I was just leading you. Boy, this is the second time in 2 days I got to take another L. Great job, Sean, and great job by your friends in San Diego. That's amazing to me.
Welcome. Mm.
What I can't get over is that in San Diego 3 years ago, the sports talk radio debate was, he's struggling and he's still shuffling. What an ass.
Right.
888-808-1019. In New York, it's, why isn't he shuffling? He hates us. 888-808-1019.
Well, Bob Melvin defended him in some ways, saying basically, different years, there's a lot on his plate, new team, new environment, expectations, and so forth. This is just a small sample size.
I'll tell you this.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, we're not getting that from Mindy, in a sense, probably because Mindy's getting asked what's wrong with him more than, you know, how do you get him right type of thing. And so Mindy's got to try to defend him without defending him. It gets to a fine line that the Skip has to walk about Juan Soto right now.
Oh, I agree. And I think that fine line now involves what he said last night about having to talk to him about hustling when Soto said, yes, I've been hustling. Like, I think this is the first, I think back to last year with the Jorge Lopez situation where Mendy came out, and obviously the team was upset with the throwing of the glove, and they DFA'd him, which is easy to do when you're talking about a struggling reliever. This is the first time, at least publicly, because you never know what's going on behind the scenes, publicly, that Mendy's got a little bit of a fire he's got to put out. Mm. Because I'm telling you, last night, losing the game is what it is. Guys not hitting is what it is. Soto's struggles is what it is. It's that contradiction after the game that gave me my stomach ache as a Met fan. Because I said, this is not ideal. This is not what you want, as Joe Girardi used to say. Let's go to Lee in Deer Park. What's up, Lee?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing? I've listened to the radio yesterday and today talking about the Juan Soto and listened to the fans calling up. And, you know, he makes, Juan Soto makes $765 million. And yet somehow he still lives rent-free. And I think it is amazing listening to these Yankee fans calling up. They want him to be a failure so bad. It is more important to them. And their copium yesterday, listening to them call up, was the drug I needed. You have to inject it into my veins. It is fantastic. Because these Yankee fans are still so bent over this. I feel like if the Yankees won the World Series, they would be gloating that Juan Soto didn't win the World Series. It is fantastic. fantastic. And their copium is keeping me getting through this slump right now.
Wow.
So I got to tell you, it is, listening to the Yankee fans cry about Juan Soto still, he is living rent-free in their head.
Lee, you're dead
fantastic.
Wrongly. You're dead wrongly. You're dead wrong as a Yankee fan. You understand that, right? You Met fans wanted to dance on every Yankee fan's grave the moment you signed them. We are now just simply laughing at the outcome right now. That's not copium. That's ha-ha, you thought it was funny when you taunted us. Now you're dealing with this. Enjoy it.
Sean, you guys can't stop talking about Juan Soto. Every Yankee fan is talking about it. They're calling up your radio station to talk about Juan. They're not talking about Aaron Judge, who's having one of the best seasons of his career, which is already an amazing career. They're talking about Juan Soto, who's not even on the team anymore. It's embarrassing to the Yankee fans.
No,
the Yankee fans should be embarrassed every time they call about Juan Soto.
Lee, you're being a little bit harsh here.
As Lee calls about Yankee fans, should he be embarrassed?
I mean, I'm assuming he's listened to the radio long enough to know how radio works. You talk about the topic that has conflict.
Yes.
Soto is conflict right now. Aaron Judge is, what are you saying?
And
hey, Aaron Judge is great. Hey, Sean, did you know Aaron Judge is fantastic? He's hitting over 400. He's going to be an MVP again. Throw a contrary at me. Oh, you don't have one? Hey,
yeah,
maybe, you know Aaron Judge is amazing. He's awesome MVP a year ago. He's probably going to win it again. Throw a contrary at me. Oh, wait, you don't have one? Hey, Sean, Evan, guess what? Aaron Judge is amazing.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
They should walk him every time. That's my only contrary.
There's nothing to talk about with Aaron Judge. He's amazing.
So
there's something to talk about with Juan Soto.
Here is,
something is amiss, and something is awry with how he's also talking to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it creates discussion. There is almost nothing to talk about Aaron Judge other than Aaron Judge is great. But if I told you that, you're going to turn off the radio because you're like, I already know that.
Here's the difference with what's happening with the Soto discussion. Juan Soto struggling after signing a contract with a New York sports team is not new. This is old news.
Yes.
It's been going on forever. This went on with Mark Teixeira. This went on with Carlos Beltran. This went on with almost every guy that comes here on a big contract. Here's the difference. When we were taking phone calls about Giambi's struggles, it was Yankee fans talking about Giambi's struggles.
Yeah.
When Beltran was struggling, it was Met fans talking about Beltran's struggles. What you have here is Met fans talking about Soto's struggles and Yankee fans joining in because they do have an opinion on Juan Soto, because part of what Lee is saying has some truth to it.
Right.
But then there are also Yankee fans, and I know one, a buddy of mine, not you, Sean, who says, calm down, he'll be fine. But there are other Yankee fans who are like, see, misses the broad, blah, blah, blah. So I think what's unique about this is it does involve Yankee fans, too,
yeah,
because they know the player, they had the player, they lost the player. So this is unique in terms of the story around the one player struggling after signing a big contract impacts everybody. Like, the first caller we took, he sounded like a nice guy. You could tell was a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And you could tell the point of his phone call was to rip and rip and point and salt. And by the way, I respect it. I got nothing wrong with that. But that's what's unique about this. When Beltran struggled, it was just Met fans talking about it. When Teixeira struggled for that month, it was just Yankee fans talking about it. That's what's different in this case. Because Yankee fans have an opinion.
Right.
And by the way, of course you want him to struggle. The guy left you. Yesterday, I know it's not
well,
the
I don't
same.
I don't think that Yankee fans want him to struggle.
You want a guy who leaves your team to struggle, T. Come on.
It's just,
I wanted John Tavares to struggle.
I don't think you want it. You're just laughing. The Yankee fan is laughing at it. I don't think they want it.
That's kind of the same thing, though.
Not really, because I don't think they're wishing ill will on Juan Soto. They're just saying, you were great with the Yankee. Sucks that you suck with the Mets.
Right.
So I don't know if they're like clamoring for it. I think it's just entertaining that it's happening.
Yes.
So it's not that they want it. It's
but
just
the
different.
Disagreement I have with our last caller is, as a Met fan, this is, oh, it's so funny to watch this. There's nothing funny about Juan Soto struggling right now. There's nothing funny about him answering questions after games that are complete BS. There's nothing funny about Juan Soto going 5-for-38 with runners in scoring position. Now, am I worried? No, I think he'll break out. Do I think this is a bad contract? No, that's asinine. We're a month and a half in.
Right.
Do I think he secretly wants to be traded back to the Yankees? No. I think that's fan fiction that I believe the Yankees probably leak out to reporters. So I don't believe all that crap, but I'm also not going to lie to you and say, oh, this is fun. Ha ha, Yankee fans are enjoying this. No, no, I'm not enjoying this. The Mets are out of first place and Soto isn't mashing. There's nothing fun about that.
And let's also not pretend, and this is part of the fun of living in a two-team town and having two fan bases going at each other. If Juan Soto was rolling along right now and he was the MVP of the National League, or if and when he does become that with the Mets, you don't think Met fans, one of their first thoughts in their head is going to be, what do you think, Yankee fans? Look, we have your guy doing the big brother stuff, all that stuff. It's part of it. He's struggling it. Deal with the egg on your face right now, Met fans. It's okay that we're laughing at you. You'll have a laugh back because he's not going to do this all his whole freaking 15-year career.
And that's really the bottom line. It's not Juan Soto is just a nameless it's not Juan Soto. It's what he represents. The Yankee fan wants Steve Cohen, the Met fan, the organization, to have egg on their face. You think you could step up and be where we're at? No, no. He was great with us. He's not great with you because the Mets turn everything into garbage. That's all this is about. And we talk about the narrative of him not being happy and all this. Who started that narrative? Yankee fans, their mouthpieces, all this crap that's being leaked over the last couple days. It's propaganda so that they can look better because they got left at the altar. That's all this is. So you know what? Tiki's right. Maybe you should focus on your own team. But you can't because it's rent-free, just like Saquon Barkley was rent-free all year. And you got it shoved up your you-know-what. And you know what? If you're going to do it to Soto, guess what? Great players, like we talk about with Aaron Judge, they do great things. So if you turn your back on him now, you're going to get egg on your face. That includes Met fans, Met fans and Yankee fans. I would not sell Soto stock if I were.
No, no, and I think most people aren't. I mean, we are still early in his 15-year tenure. I will tell you one thing that annoyed me. Last night was an open night. It was only the Mets. So I watched the Met game. Frustrated about what happened. Frustrated about Juan Soto. And then I turned on Monday Night Raw because I like professional wrestling. And what I love about wrestling, Teague, is it takes me away.
Mm.
Takes me away from sports.
Yes.
Takes me away from the things that may annoy me in sports.
You get to see that epic battle between babyface and heel.
Yeah! I get to see what are they doing with Seth freaking Rollins. Mm. Is Jey Uso going to defend his title? And I'm watching Monday Night Raw, and I have to hear this.
He's off in this matchup, the official big Mets fan, Eddie Arango. And here we go. We're underway with tag team action.
Unlike Juan Soto, these boys show up every single night.
Nice.
I mean,
damn!
I'm just trying to watch tag team wrestling.
For those who don't know, that was Pat McAfee.
It was.
Taking a shot at your high-paid player.
See, I also blame Michael Cole because Michael Cole mentioning the referee and the fact that the referee is a Met fan, which is information that nobody needs, led to Pat McAfee throwing a shot. And remember, I'm watching this right after the Met game is over, looking for a distraction, and I got to get, you know, the Juan Soto joke. Cole. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019. And speaking of trolls, can Trae Young stop trolling the New York Knicks? He did it again. We'll explain it coming up. 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.